Well, the Coalition may be back within striking distance in the news poll, but it's Labor that's taking most of the running when it comes to releasing policy in this federal election. As the election campaign heads into its third week, opposition leader Bill Shorten has announced more measures to help ease cost of living pressures, including a new pensioner dental plan, which will cover $1,000 worth of free dental care for seniors every 2 years. There was also yesterday $4 billion to make childcare cheaper, in fact free, for many, and a 20% pay increase for early childhood educators. Dan Tehan is the Minister for Education. He has responsibility for childcare as well. Dan Tehan, welcome to breakfast.
Great to be with you, Fran. Now,
before we go to some of these policy announcements, can I go first to the news poll where Labor's lead has narrowed? The gap is now 51-49, two-party preferred. Can you win this election?
Of course we can win the election because we've got the best policies and we've got the best agenda for the nation. Ours is a low-taxing agenda which will generate economic growth, generate jobs and enable us to provide the services that people need in an affordable and sustainable way.
Okay, so Labor's done all the front running when it comes to drafting and releasing policy so far in this campaign. We're 2.5 weeks in. Do you deserve to be back within striking distance of the opposition? Why do you think you're in this position?
Of course we deserve to be within striking distance because our policies, which we've had over 5.5 years in government, have set the economy up, have generated over 1 million jobs and will continue to generate over 1 million jobs.
So is that your pitch,
future,
more of the same from the Coalition?
No, there will be. We will announce policies in the last 3 weeks. But what you know you will get from us is a low taxing government which will provide the services the Australian people need in a sustainable way. What you've seen from Labor is $386 billion worth of new taxes. Now that will strangle the economy, and they're out.
Well, it's not $386 billion of new taxes. A good chunk of that, more than half of that, is not matching your tax cuts 5 or 6 years out.
So people will be paying more tax under Labor and they will be paying $386 billion more tax under Labor, and that will strangle the economy. And Labor will promise the world with what their high-taxing, high-spending agenda is. But as we know from history, in the end, they run out of money, the nation goes into debt, and we cannot afford what they promise.
Well,
Bill
Shorten says all you've got to offer is trickle-down economics where the rich get richer and the promise of tax cuts is in 5 years' time.
Well, the tax cuts are being delivered in this budget.
Well, Labor's matching those ones.
Yeah, but that is the start, and what it is doing is showing that we can manage the economy by providing tax cuts, by providing future tax cuts, which the Labor Party aren't doing, while also ensuring that we're guaranteeing the essential services the Australian people need. Record funding for health, record funding for education. We can do all this in a way which manages the economy. We know the economy will continue to grow, and we know that we will be able to afford future tax cuts because of our superior economic management.
So Labor says it's going to show record funding for health. It's going to spend more than you on health, more than you on education, more than you on childcare, more than you on dental care for seniors, more than you on cancer care, and it's going to deliver bigger surpluses. Why wouldn't the people go for that?
Well, because Labor always promises the world, but in the end, they can't deliver it. Look at education. The last time they were in office, we saw a cut to government schools. Now, this is the only time
Last time they were in education, they brought in the Gonski reform and that provided a huge increase to education out for 10 years, which you promised to match and then didn't.
No, in 2012-13, if you look at the actuals, they actually cut government funding to public schools because they ran out of money. Now, then they promised the world when it came to future spending.
And you promised to match them and didn't.
What we have done is provide record funding to schools.
All right, let's not go over the, is this record funding or is this not? Let's go down to this question about preferences, which will be crucial.
We just need to make this point, though, because no one has ever disputed that we're not providing record funding to government, Catholic and independent schools at the moment.
Of course,
that
funding has gone
doing.
Up. Of course, funding has gone up because if education funding hadn't gone up in 7 years, then this would be probably the worst government in record. But
but it's gone up every single year we've been in office for all types of schools.
If the election does go down to the wire, Minister, preferences will be crucial. If you do win, will it be thanks to Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson?
Well, what it will be, if we win, will be because we have put the policies forward that the Australian people want to vote for. Now, we have a preferential voting system in Australia.
And you get to choose who you do preference deals with, and you've chosen Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson.
What we have done is said we want people to vote first for us. And then in different electorates, in different states, there are different preferences.
Minister, you've got a national deal with Clive Palmer's United Australia Party.
Well, there will be, Clive Palmer will make an announcement today. My understanding is he hasn't made that yet. So we'll wait and see what Clive Palmer has to say. But all along, what we've been trying to do is encourage people to vote either Liberal or National Party first. And that's what we'll continue to do up until the election.
It's 12 past eight. You're listening to RN Breakfast. Dan Tehan is the Federal Education Minister. Let's go to Labor promises in your portfolio yesterday. Childcare. Labor's promising an extra $4 billion in childcare subsidies for families earning up to $174,000. Essentially, childcare will be free for families with a combined income under $69,000. Given the absolutely crucial importance of childcare to our economy, to our society, do you welcome that? It's money well spent, isn't it?
Well, first of all, can I just say that what we're doing is providing a record $8.6 billion for childcare and including $8.3 billion for the childcare subsidy. And
yeah, but Labor's just added to that, Minister, $4 billion.
Yeah, so what Labor have done is made promises, and the last time they made promises, when they were in government, what they had to do was then reduce the childcare rebate cap from nearly $8,000 to $7,500.
Yeah, but there's no sense this is not going to be funded now. As you said, Labor's already got all these big taxing plans. That's what you say. Presumably that's the money they're counting on for this. I mean, let's go to the policy itself. Yep. Labor has a policy of free childcare for people under $69,000, much cheaper childcare for many others. It's also got a policy to expand early childhood subsidies to three-year-olds, access to 15 hours of subsidised weekly care at preschool. You don't match that. In fact, your government has only funded for two more years, extending the provision of 15 hours of childcare of preschool to four-year-olds. Why wouldn't we be matching Labor in terms of early childhood education? Why wouldn't Australia want that?
Well, just going to when it comes to four-year-old, the reason why we want to ensure that four-year-old is being provided to everyone across Australia, what we're seeing is that the participation rate in Indigenous communities, in rural communities, in regional communities and low socioeconomic communities isn't matching that around the rest of the nation. So what we've done is we've funded four-year-old kinder, but said we want to provide money to the Smith family so we can work with the states and territories to see what's going wrong, why we aren't getting participation when it comes to four-year-old kinder.
Sure, but that doesn't mean
kinder.
You can't make an ongoing commitment to match Labor's. I mean, you're only committing it again for another 2 years.
Well, we want to make sure that we've got the policy settings right and the funding right, so it's going to the right places, so we will get the right outcomes. Otherwise, we are developing in this nation a two-tiered education system. And this plays out...
Well, no one wants that, but it doesn't mean you can't chew gum and walk at the same time. You can still do the investigation and commit that to the notion of funding, permanent funding for early childhood development for four-year-olds, not to mention three-year-olds.
We have committed funding
and, for 2 years.
We've committed funding for every year we've been in office. And what we want to do is make sure that that funding then gets the outcome. Because what we're seeing, Fran, and this is the end story, when it comes to higher education, if you're born in Tanya Plibersek's electorate of Sydney, your chances of getting a higher education degree are 44%. If you're born in the Northern Territory, that
And you're in government, so it's your job to fix
that. Well, we are, and we've been working on it and doing it, and we will continue to do it. And all our policies will be about making sure that everyone gets the opportunity with when it comes to their education, including when it comes to early childhood. And that's why we want to put the focus on ensuring those from rural, remote and Indigenous are getting access to four-year-old kinder. And we want to do that and work that out properly. Then we'll have a look, okay, what do we need to do with three-year-olds?
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Dan Tehan is the Education Minister. Can I just ask you, we're almost out of time, but Bill Shorten announced yesterday Labor government would pay for the increase of childcare workers, early education workers, early educators, give them a pay increase over 8 years of 20%. That's worth more than $11,000 over 8 years. It's an unusual arrangement, to be sure, but we spoke to Penny Wong about this earlier. She said it's the only way to get these workers, amongst the lowest paid in the country, a wage rise without pushing up fees charged to parents. Is that fair enough?
It's an incredibly unusual arrangement. It is basically
how else do we do it
where,
though?
Where they are bribing the union to go and stand on childcare centres at childcare centres and vote and tell people to vote for Labor.
Well, that's a really politically charged way to look at this. What about the issue itself? How do we boost childcare workers, early educators' wages without pushing up the price of childcare?
Well, Fran, you don't do it the way the Labor Party are doing it.
So how do you do it?
Well, what you do is you say to the providers of childcare services, we have to make sure that we see sustainable pay increases in the sector. The Labor Party cannot explain how they will do this. What other sectors will they start doing it in?
Well, they're saying they're not doing it in any sectors, and they're saying they're going to put subsidy caps on this for the sector.
This is a pure and utter bribe to the union to stand out the front of childcare centres. I've never seen the like of it. They cannot explain the policy. They don't know where it will lead to. What other sectors are they going to use taxpayers' money to pay for wage increases? This is extraordinary.
Okay.
And it is just purely and utterly a bribe to the union.
Dan Tehan, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure, Fran.
Dan Tehan is the Federal Education Minister. It's 8:18 on Breakfast.